Hey, yeah. Any international student here as in school, you can get $1,000 back as long as you can prove that you have a social security and you pay tuition. You get $1,000 back every year.
It's a 1098
T-form. I told you because I knew you were not going to give me my money, about pocket money that I needed. Yeah. So I stuck that up. It helped. Yeah. But we're going to cover taxes. Stay tuned. Killy?
Yes. Okay. So then back to COVID.
Yeah.
So they find you in Rwanda, like you owe taxes.
Yeah. I paid all my taxes because I was trying to come back to Clemson.
Yeah,
I was also trying to get a F1 interview.
So you have to make sure that everything is covered.
I'm clean. Yes. I'm good to go. Yeah. So then COVID is, I'm here. I'm trying to find a job. I have 5 days left on my time in the U.S.
Yeah.
I call up my grad school professor/director, the same man who saved my life.
Multiple times.
I was like,
now.
I honestly, this is a, like, this is my last Hail Mary.
Favor, yes.
I was like, look, man,
I didn't even want to call you.
I have 4 days left. I need to leave the U.S. unless I can volunteer.
Yeah.
I worked as a graduate school assistant. You know, I can volunteer in any capacity at Clemson.
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah. Do you want to keep working on the project you were working on as a graduate assistant? He's like, I was like, yeah, I don't even. He's like, yeah, no sweat. What do I need to sign? I was like,
nada.
I think I started crying on the call, actually.
Oh my God.
Because I was like, I have to leave on Friday.
To be honest with you, I feel like I want to cry right now.
To this day, I get emotional. Because like, I was counting. I was like, my ticket needs to be bought. I had 2 days to buy a ticket because I have to leave. I'm not trying to be.
So yeah.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, man, I'll just like cover. Make sense. Like, you were working on it. It makes sense for you to keep working on it. Just like, write up what is it you're going to do. And then I'll sign it. I was like, this is truly just amazing.
Yeah.
Man.
So that's how I was able to stop the clock at 4 days.
So
I started working on this.
At the buzzer. Bang!
Literally, I was like, I don't even know what to say here. Yeah. Like, it's amazing. So yeah, so I did that. And then I'm trying to find jobs. So eventually I was like, let me just move back to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Pay rent for, I think I did like a month to month. Yeah. I gave myself up until, I think, November.
Yeah.
To find a job, or at that point, I'm like, let me just leave. Yeah. Like, it's not for me. I've tried. So I moved back. I got a couple jobs lined up through, I don't remember how. One of them, my friend that I had gone to undergrad with.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, while I was in grad school, I lived in the basement of this guy who's a high-end residential designer.
Once again, is like, if you want
to
live in
She was like, if you are willing to switch to residential architecture, you should just like hit him up. I was like, I will work. I will design McDonald's. I don't care.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Which is still design because, So I got that. And then there was another place. I don't remember how I got connected with them. I think, I wish I could tell you.
Yeah.
I just know that it's this like studio firm that I think it was somebody through, the internship that I had, the one that had given me a job that kind of like was rescinded.
Yeah.
Somebody there was from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
We got connected with her friend.
Yeah.
And her friend was like, oh yeah, I know this person who worked there who's from Zimbabwe. Sounds like you might have something to talk about. You never know. I was like, yeah, sure. Just give me their contact. I talked to her. She's like, oh, I have a good friend who also works in like kind of recruiting at this other firm. Mm-hmm. Like, just here, send them your resume and stuff. So I send them my resume. They're like, oh, do you want to interview? I was like, sure. So now I have two interviews lined up.
Nice.
Like literally back to back.
Yeah.
One residential, one at this other firm.
Yeah.
I did one round with the residential. They're like, all right, we'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other place, I went through three rounds. Nice. Three rounds of interviews. I was like, the more the better.
The more the better. It shows that it's actually good once you move on to
like,
the next one.
So I started the first one and then second, moved on to like mid-level and then moved on to like whoever I would be working under and then moved on to like the big principal director.
Yeah.
And honestly, they all like loved it. They loved me.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll get back to you. And then this is when I'm like, oh, I might actually have a job.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, good. So she emails me back. She's like, hey, like I hear you did great on an interview. So stay tuned. I was like, okay.
There is a feeling here. Yeah.
It's now October. October is kind of like running out.
Yeah.
So I got 1 month left.
Yeah.
To my own.
I must go.
Month to month.
Because I also can't be paying. Because I was using my credit card.
Yeah. Another loan.
Racked up. So much debt.
Yes.
And I was now talking about mental health. I think this is when I had my first panic attack.
Oh,
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I think I'm dying.
Yes.
chest pain. And
you
can't breathe.
I couldn't breathe. And I was just like, broke down. And I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
But I was like, I know a friend who might know something like this. So I was like, hey, this. I'm just going to tell you what happened to me and tell me what you think.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, yeah, that's panic this. Attack. And I was like, Thank God. Because I'd had anxiety before and had to do, like, teledoc.
Yes.
Literally, I had to be put in, like, muscle relaxers. Because I was like, I can't breathe at night because I'm, like...
tense with everything that you're holding back.
It's there's like, so much yes, going so much on. It's going been like this.
This feels like a movie right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's a movie. Man. And now I can think about it and like laugh. But then I was like,
in the moment at the time.
The moment.
I was like, I could die any time. But yeah, so I remember I was cooking, and I think something had happened with like, I this happened later. But basically, the job, the first one gave me a job offer.
Nice.
Which but is, it never like, came, right?
Asked.
Yeah.
The second place. They're like, we're like looking at writing a job. And then, like, within a day, they're like, actually, we really did the math. And, like, it just doesn't make sense. Because COVID, they were laying out people in a different office. And they're like, it would look bad. I was like, I respect that.
Yeah.
So I took the job at the residential firm, which was down the street from where I lived. So I just drive there, work. Again, wonderful human. Like, they let me, like, do some great stuff. And I knew I was there, like, temporarily, but I didn't say it because... I also knew
that other job OPT, is gonna come.
The other job was not completely off, but it was like just away from my mind. I was like, as long as I have a job,
that's enough. Yeah,
I was working, so I did all that, and then I think something happened back home. Like somebody got sick, and I was cooking, and I was like, this is just too much. So then that's when I had like my attack. I think I'm dying, but I can't also tell anybody. So I told my friend, and like she kind of walked me through it, coached me through.
Yeah.
Wow.
Went through, and my roommates weren't even home at the time.
Yeah.
So you're just by yourself, like.
I was by myself. Went upstairs, cleaned myself up, took a shower, went back, finished cooking.
This is a life in America.
And I was like,
so what?
Deal with it by yourself. Oh, go through it, and I never told anybody. I told that one person.
Yeah.
And then.
And we appreciate you for sharing.
Yeah.
No, but yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. People go through it.
Yeah.
Like I'm just like
I have a story. Yes. Go on.
And then you just gotta brave faces.
Of course.
Yeah. So then.
These are the things.
Went to work the next morning.
Yeah. Man, like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Hey, it was wonderful.
Wow. Yeah.
I watched the whatever.
Yes. You have to always say it's like I gotta keep up the appearances.
Gotta keep up the appearances. And also, I just didn't understand what was happening because I'm like, I've been stressed for so long and so much.
That's the norm.
I just don't even know like how to feel what it is. But yeah. But thank God, like some friends went through it, and I was like, I knew who to reach out to, and like she would check on me back. And I, like I haven't talked to her in a while, but she knows who she is, and like honestly, kind of saved my life. But because it's just like people go through all these things.
You don't talk about it. But yeah,
so went through it. My boss's house burnt down.
Your boss's?
So this same guy, which like I don't want to get into, but somebody set his house on fire. I was like,
somebody that nice.
Somebody that was going through some other.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah,
but yeah. There's always.
But and he was still nice. He was just like, man. And he was on vacation.
Wow.
Still a great guy. And then I had, so in March, the job reaches back to me. They're like, hey, great news. And I
was March
like,
of 2021 at this time?
2021.
Yeah. So you had extended in November, you had gone past your, you had a job. You're getting paid and everything. Yes, okay, I can extend. Paid. Okay.
Yeah, so now they're like, great news. We're ready for you to be back. I was like, bro, I took another job. I can't just leave. Yeah. But they're like, we understand, like, what do we need to do? So I tried to negotiate. It didn't really work, but... But I was like, I can't start right now because now I gotta go say goodbye to these people who have been so great to me.
Life saving.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like, because now there's emotions attached. Now, now like, I'm like, hey, I feel like I owe them for real.
Yeah.
But also have to be for real because I was like, I'm still on OPT. Yes. I'm still gonna need sponsorship.
Yes.
I'm gonna need H1B.
How do you weigh which one?
And I literally was like, again, I had anxiety for like 2 weeks because I was like,
because
they were making plans. You know how you start staffing? And they're like, like we have a new client coming in and like Kelly is going to work on this house.
Yes.
And it was just going to be me and him and the client.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm getting stressed because I'm like, I might not be here.
Like, I'm committed to this, and then I can't leave halfway. And...
Which is not that big of a deal, but it kind of is. So I was like, hey, can I talk to you? So I like, I was honest. I was like, I don't even want to lie to you. I was like, remember how I had this job lined up, which they had, this guy had called them, and they're like, we love her, we just can't keep her because of this. So that's how I got the job. But I was like, they reached back out to me, and to be fair, it's an international firm. I'm an international, I'm going to need a sponsorship.
I'm an immigrant,
lottery based. If it doesn't work, I need a plan A, B, C, C, point five, Z.
Yeah.
This would be putting myself in a position where if this country doesn't work, I can always transfer to like
a different office.
Mexico.
A different
office.
Nice.
And he was like, honestly, I understand.
Nice.
Because
like, you gotta do what you gotta do. Like
it's coming, unless I kind of get married right now. Like I'm gonna have to address it. So I was like, I understand. So then I just like gave him time to. I gave him plenty of time. I told him in like end of March.
Yeah.
And then I committed to start in May.
Yeah. That's like, awesome. Like a 2 month. Usually, like these 2 weeks, like you give, like, hey, get a good replacement. Man. I was like, I owe you that that much at least.
I owe you the respect to tell you to you to your face and not lie to you and just give you time, like, to figure out what you're gonna do when I'm done. Yeah. So then I reached out to the other place. I was like, I can't start right now, but if you're willing to wait until May, that's not my negotiable
date, start date.
They're like, yeah, for sure, we'll wait. That's fine. So I finished.
And I'm sure they would appreciate it because, like, okay, the way she left the other firm. She gave him enough time, so she would be like a good. You asked to your character as well, like, oh,
and
she's like
the place was considerate. Like, if you ever want to come back, if they're not, you're not happy. I was like,
the door is still
you
open.
Know it, because again, close the door. Architecture community is so small, you don't want to burn any bridges, and that's not just the architecture. It's just
it's anything. Yeah, don't burn bridges. Life. Don't burn
just
bridges.
Just keep relationships. Yes. You never know, man. And it's just nice to know people who would like you.
Like, it's not always like always for help. Yeah. It's just like I know people suit that style. I'm like, oh, okay, good.
And I would do it for them if they ask. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's fine. But yeah, so after all that, eventually I went back and I'm still there.
Now we're here.
2025. I got my H1B.
Congratulations!
I know. It's crazy.
The pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness. Like,
you know.
Seriously,
there's still ups and downs. It's never like just flat.
And the story is still being written.
It's still going.
What's next for Kimmy?
So much. Yet who knows?
Who knows?
I think the biggest immediate thing is I passed my license, so I can call myself an interior designer for now. It's always school, you know. It's always
I feel like I've been adopted like 6 times or seven times.
It's
like
always a studying, but yeah, but. You did. Like, would I go through it again? Probably, yeah.
Like, probably, like, it builds who Kenny now. Is.
Like,
yeah.
Now I'm like, I really worked for this. Like, you I did. Suffered. But also, all throughout, I've met, like, amazing people. Yes. Who have helped me in ways that, like, I didn't even know. Like, I did stuff that I do not work. Like, I've been put in positions that I had no idea that I could do it, for starters. And people who are like, yeah, she can do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure?
You trust me to do that? It's like they see.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people, like, because most of the time there are things that people see in you but you don't see in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to deal with the fact that somebody could put you in a pedestal but you don't put yourself there?
So it's not even a pedestal. It's just like somebody sees the potential in you.
Actually, yeah.
That you haven't accepted yet.
See the potential. I mean, to this day, I still have imposter syndrome.
Yes.
But I think this also, like, some of these people, I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
To know that, you know, they know or they see
something.
That one, they probably see themselves in you. Because they probably have been through something similar. And they're like, yeah, you can take it. So, like, don't close that door.
Mm-hmm.
And if, because some of these things, I have to be like, look, I'm honestly just not comfortable with it. Or I'm going to need a little bit more help. And people are always willing to help if they can.
One last thing for me. From me, and then, yes, because you've gone through ups and downs throughout your
career life
/ America student, everything, interior design, now designer. So there's been so much that you've been through. How do you, what did you learn about Kelly? And whenever you're going through these things again, how do you get to deal with them? Because this is a conversation that we haven't had yet. We haven't talked about, like, this is very open in terms of the things you've been through. And it kind of shows, like, you've always been one of the top people that I always liked, like, to even talk to. Like, to be honest with you, like,
I remember that because we were roommates, so I know that.
Like, Green Hills, like, the way, like, we just always interacted. I'm going to always apologize in terms of, like, being just that surface level because I just didn't know how to also process things. But
okay because I also didn't let you in.
It's all about the journey of, like, evolving.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, you are who you are at that time, but, like, you still become like a better person, a better Christian.
And these are the things we start to see when we meet, because it feels the same way. Like, we all that same way, unless we're very close friends, like even up to him.
Mm-hmm.
But even us, it took us a lot of years for us to get there. Get there, that thing that you just opens up is what helps you deal with all these things.
Yeah.
So with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
all ups and downs, what have you learned about Kelly? And what are the things you actually do whenever you are at your lowest to be able to say, hey, I'm going to see this thing through? Because you never gave up.
That is true. Well, thank you for saying that.
Of course.
Like, honestly, it means the world to me. I've learned so much. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
To be fair, I didn't think the people liked me like that. Like, I was like, people actually like me. And that's wild. Because why? I have nothing to offer other than just me. So
the
for
people, please don't type.
I know.
Because that's how that you part. Feel like you have
yeah.
to. Yes.
Because now I'm like, I got to a point where I was like, I honestly don't care whether I please you or not. And I think that's when I like became myself genuinely. Yeah. And the fact that people still saw that and are like, yeah, I still like you.
Of course.
To me, it blows my mind because I'm like, what did I drug you with? Yes. Because, you know, like, what are you on?
Yeah.
And so with that, I think, like, I'm really resilient. And there are moments where I was like, I don't know if I want to go through this anymore.
Yeah.
But then you meet somebody who's been through something.
Yes.
And one person sometime told me, they were like, oh, yeah, I look up to you. I was like, why would you look up to me? Like, have you seen me? But it's like, because there's also people that I look up to who apparently up until recently I found out that they've been through something similar.
Yeah.
So it's like we're all going through something.
Yes.
And if I can be that for somebody else,
yeah,
as somebody else was for me, then like that's the least I can do. But also I also just genuinely enjoy, like, I found that I really like people.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not introverted. Okay. I was like because for a while, people like,
yeah, it wasn't me, it was a stress.
She's so, like, timid, she's so quiet. I'm like, nah, I was going through it.
Coco, that's the vibe we would give. Like, usually, I think the first time, like...
So you're actually not doing it. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. I said that? Coco.
Yeah. Wait, you don't even realize that when you first met me. Did you think I was...
No, like, you were very reserved.
Right.
Like, I think, like, New Year's for 2021, never thing. But then, like, the way he would say, he would describe you, the way he would describe you at home, like, oh, yeah, then, like, this is not who I met, like... But briefly, like, oh, I have to go celebrate Kelly. Yeah. I have to get out of this house as well. Like,
yeah.
But like, it's been a while. I have to go, like, celebrate her birthday. I remember, like, him saying that and everything.
I was like, I was sick. Like, I know there was something that was going on. I was like, but I don't have anything because it's been a few days. So I'm like, let's come. Like, I'm here to celebrate your birthday. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling.
That was wild. Like, that was, like, one of the biggest birthdays I've ever had.
Oh, really?
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
After, if I had known, like, I didn't know. To me, it was like, it's Kelly. I'm going to show up. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to your birthday. I didn't know, like, all that. Like, had been attached to the little things, mm-hmm. I would have been, I'm going to give you a big hug. I'm going
to... Well, nobody knew, to be fair, even the people there.
The people
like, to this day, there are people who just
your sister was there, she was crazy. I remember everything because everybody was there. Like, let's hear celebrate.
Like, even my family, I don't think I opened up to them up until, like, 2022. 2021.
Like,
because I was like, I don't
know. What's the reaction? Like, what are they like?
Well, they're all like, honestly, like,
they wouldn't get it, actually.
But like, they don't get it.
Yeah.
Because even then,
and that's the,
some of them started going through it. Because somebody said something, and I was like, I've actually doing them a disservice because they think that it was easy for me. Mm-hmm. But they think that, like, and I was like, yeah, no, been through that.
Realities of an international student.
Like, everybody has been through it. And I was talking to a friend of ours, I'm not going to say who it is, but
it's fine.
We were like, we were just, like, chatting, and I think I was dropping something, and they were like, yeah, like, this happened. I was like, no way.
Guess what? Like,
same thing.
And then, like, that little, like, spark that goes on, like, oh.
Talking, or, like, we need to catch up, because this is crazy, because we went, like, the same exact thing.
Yes.
Like, man. All the stress. I was like, everybody's going through it.
You and then once you feel like you're not alone, then it's like, okay, I can go to, like, this person to, like, guide me. Again, I'm coming back to, like...
Now you can ask for help.
Who's going to be the bravest to say, let me say you first? Because I feel like that's what it needs to happen. Like, how do we get that conversation started? Because I'm not saying, we international student, then we go through something.
Or
I'm
immigrants sure in general.
Somebody else immigrants. In Rwanda or somewhere else is going through something. But the fact that we don't know how to open up or share kind of blocks those things. And you kind of suffer in silence. And those little things, like being able to have like a panic attack, something that I've had similar that I had no idea.
Yeah.
I've had anxiety that I had no idea. Like, I'm in the meeting, I'm presenting something that I actually...
This is new.
This is when
I just realized you just... like, this is breaking to me.
To me, to start journaling when, like, I know we talked a little bit about
never
it.
Mind. It's not new. It's not new. Never mind.
The way I started journaling to me was the first time that I was like, things that I used to be comfortable with were no longer me. I couldn't want to do that. Even going to the gym was no longer the same for me. It was like, I like the gym because it's something that it just keeps me in the moment. It's just something that it just gets me to. But it was no longer the same too. I was like there, but I'm just like going through with the motion because I feel like I have to be there. I was no longer enjoying things that I needed to
do. That you used to.
That I used to.
So and that's the pressure right there. Like, you don't have the motivation to do the things you used to love.
Where? Because the little thing starts, but this is the, like, and the more I journaled, I went back and I looked like that it actually started dying from a long time ago. I just was ignoring
just,
it.
Like,
and then slowly, slowly, one thing's drawn to it until you actually can't just hold everything anymore. And this is why I like, this is why I'm asking, like, somebody who's going to go through ups and downs.
And
like,
you will.
How do you deal with
and people will go through it. Because this is going to be really cheesy, but there was a quote saying, like, if it's like the same thing as a heartbeat, you want the up and down.
Yes.
Flat means you're not here anymore.
You're like, you're dead.
Life will go through up and down.
Yes.
You just like gotta make sure that we are open to conversation.
Yes.
And that's especially as a community, like we can't all just get together for like the fun, the parties, mm-hmm. the Shots. Drinking, which like is not the same anymore.
It's a coping mechanism yeah. now that I'm actually
like escaping reality of like to an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. So like open up and then just I don't know, like community is a big
yeah,
thing.
But I think as you're saying, like opening up and everything, and I think we've always had this, we've had this discussion before, like sometimes like it takes about like one person opening up, and then you create that space first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where like they know like, okay, 5-10 people talk about it, but they're still mm-hmm. reserved to say anything, but they know yeah. that space is there.
Yeah.
So then you just keep putting it out there, normalize it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, it's like, this is normal part of life.
Yeah. It's almost and like be okay to be judged.
Yes, or like, yeah, being able to
like at the end of the day, if you're gonna judge me off of that, then you don't deserve to get to know all the actual.
Yeah. I feel like the judgment is a portrayal of things that of our insecurities. It's yeah. like things that we want to do, but we can't do it, so we're just gonna put somebody right there, like let's yeah. blame them. But
which is that like conditioning from like cultural growing up?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, you know what? I truly couldn't care because the people who matter know why yes. I'm doing something or mm-hmm. know how,
yes.
and that's all that matters to me. Like the
people that's enough.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah, sometimes you have to like. I think we're having this conversation. I was like, sometimes you have to get to a point where like not everybody has to understand your vision yeah. or has to understand okay like your reason why. Like. But I have to right. be okay. Like, yeah, I don't give an F.
You're not about everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay.
Yeah. And yeah.
That's yes. really fine.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
And like, for like, a while, I used to struggle with, like, people thinking, oh, she's too American. Or, like, she's this and that. And I'm like,
stop. Bougie.
Uh-huh. She's not like,
no
so
longer
what?
In our league. She's doing all this to feel this way. But
yeah.
I don't think you understand. Like, it takes...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, but I feel like you also hit, like, nail... when you say the things you had to learn for you to even be able to say now this is what are the things that are like mm-hmm. these are the things that are holding me back and these yeah. are the things like but people please is something the reason why I keep bringing it up is
you also have it
trust me I yeah. feel like it, I don't know if it's a firstborn thing I don't
I mean,
know
I
if
think
it's a generation
part of it,
thing
firstborn too
it's like yeah my little sister always says like we were like a trial version like our parents were just having kids for yeah. the first time and they're just going through yeah. it and they're just playing like oh, how do we deal like let's see how it goes and she's like I'm the real deal because the way they raised her is completely different and this year I'm 10 years older than her so the way she was raised was completely different my mom was reading books how to raise how modern to, teenagers
that's crazy.
Like oh,
that's insane.
I was like
what I wish
you could my parents yeah,
I'm
like,
but I turned around.
Parents were like iOS 18 updated yeah. like, versus like iPhone 4.
yeah,
yeah.
And I'm gonna also continue to share just a few things because yeah. I feel like you opened something that we wanna get to, even though we're trying to plan for it. But I feel like sometimes
if
we just
there,
gotta let
take
the
it.
Conversation
yeah.
go through because mm-hmm. there are a few things that I also get to learn about myself. There are a few things that I continue to see that most of the things that I need to actually help me continue to go is through those emotions that I need to unlock. Mm-hmm. And I have these things like the yin and the yang. When I drop it, it's like every single thing that you have is a positive and a negative. While it fuels you to go, there's something that also draws you back. Like you can be ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you're not ambitious anymore? Like how do you actually like, because you have to be able to be like, easy, go easy on yourself because if you went through a traumatic experience and you were all somebody who was very ambitious and you can't get there right away, mm-hmm. you beat yourself up because you're like, why am I not doing yeah. this like I used to? Or why am I not achieving? Like, I know I can achieve. So instead of actually helping yourself, you just farther digging your own grave because you're just like yeah. dealing with your mind.
In
but
your
when
head.
You go through something, and these are the things that I'll continue, hopefully to continue to discuss, like the self-care that you have to figure out how, mm-hmm. what works for you. Do I need to retract myself from an environment? Do I need to journal? Like, how do I process things?
What grounds
like,
you?
What yeah. grounds you to be able to say, let me stay tuned here, deal with whatever I need
this
to deal
is, yeah.
with so I can open
up. It's like, a great question. To be fair, I have not figured it out.
And that is fine. It's a
yeah.
journey.
That's
so
a journey,
it's
yeah.
a journey.
For a while, it was, I used to go on a lot of walks.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it was just, like, sparkling, like, my creativity. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I just love architecture. But after a while, I just became bland. I was like, now I'm thinking about all my problems. And I'm just, like, fake looking at whatever
yes.
I'm looking at. So then I went to the gym. The gym was really nice and helpful, especially during COVID. I was,
yeah.
like, snatched. Yeah. I was fit. I loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, helping
a
me,
way
like,
to release.
You know, release something.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I wasn't really dealing with my... Because at the end of the day, this is...
You
I
just
was,
confront
coping.
You gotta
yeah.
confront them,
yes.
yeah.
I have to confront it. And then... I think there was a point where I was like, I actually need to talk to somebody. Like, it got to be so much that I was like, I need a therapist.
Yes.
So I started therapy. But what annoyed me, and there's nothing wrong with it, is like, again, there's no answer.
There's nothing, yes.
Because at least I'm talking through it with somebody. I'm like, I need a logical answer. Because otherwise, what is the point? Because I'm not going to pay this much money to just be like, and how did that make you feel? I will shut that computer down. Yeah, like, so then I went through that. And then for a while, I figured that I actually need... The problem is I wasn't taking care of myself. Like, from when I was 16, I was on survival mode, like, up until running, literally running. Probably today.
Yeah.
Because it's like one thing after the other after the other. In school, in high school, you know, school helped it. I was, like, getting the right nutrition, and I was working out every day. It was, I have to do it. College, same thing. And now that I'm, as an adult, I realize that I have to take care of myself.
Yeah.
You have to sleep. Stress is always going to be stress. I remember the first time I had my, like, anxiety thing, I asked the doctor, I was like, why now? Mm-hmm. I've been stressed before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's always stressed. But, like, he's like, well, your body has just had enough. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing? I was like, that is true. I don't sleep enough. I'm stressed because I can't sleep. I'm not eating enough. So, like, taking care of my body.
Yeah. He's looking for water.
I'm listening. Yeah, so, like, eating the right things. Do I have it? No. Like, it's a ongoing thing, but, like, taking care of myself. And then lately, I've been in, like, this, like, I gotta put me first. Like, at the end of the day,
it's who, like, else? Yeah, who's gonna put you first if you don't do it? Yes.
Because, yeah, because I know what I need, and sometimes I don't, but, like, I gotta put me first. So, like, lately, like, we're talking before, I turned a big age.
Yeah.
The big 3-0, which is, I was excited because I was like, this is a new thing, but I was like, I gotta do something for that. So, vacation.
Yes.
I planned a big trip. I was like, I'm gonna go in a place where I don't speak the language. I'm gonna do it by myself.
Get out of your shell.
Again, yes. I mean, yeah, that really took me get out of my shell.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was with me, and I learned things about myself, but I also learned that I really enjoy that.
Yes.
So, like, what, even though I was doing all that, just building in time to sleep because I need to rest.
Rest.
I was vacation. Also very stressed at the time. So it's like, I gotta build a time to rest, build a time to explore.
Yeah.
Things that I love to do. I love food. I love wine.
Yeah.
So I did that.
Nice.
I love architecture, so I did that. And it's just like, obviously there's like the financial stresses, like, how is that gonna, it will happen and there'll always be time for more. But I don't know, just like make sure that you put yourself first and obviously don't overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that also is stressful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that, and then now I'm trying to go back to the gym. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the cold.
The winter.
Cold is not. Yeah. So I used to have a gym in my building, and now I moved. And I moved out on my own. So now there's no gym in my building. So now I have to
go outside.
To the gym. So this morning, I went to the gym after a very long time, which is great. Now I'm in pain. Because the trainer had me doing, like, I met with a trainer for, a one-time session. I'm not going to do it again, but I was just like, he was like,
I think you
squat.
Said something, you have to do.
It's
free.
Yeah.
Gym. It's like free.
I just squat.
Yeah.
And then I have to go back. The gym is at the bottom of the stairs.
And then you have to
walk.
Usually the second day is always worse.
Yeah. I was
wait for the second day.
I know, because tomorrow I'm in pain. But yeah,
uh-huh.
Workout. And now I'm probably going to, I need to find, like, a hobby, which, what the heck is a hobby?
Things you do.
Like, I don't know, something that I will do for fun that does not involve a job or
doesn't feel like a responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just like, there's no end goal to it. Like, I'm just doing it. Yeah,
I'm struggling.
That's the thing. Like, that's the whole journey. Like,
you figure out. What do you do in your free time? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm always doing something, but I don't know what.
Oh, for me, basketball was always it. Like, I could always, like, even by myself, like, anytime I'm, like, stressed, like, work or whatever, I'll just go to, like, when we still live together, like, I would still, like, go to the school nearby.
Yeah.
A hoop. And I'm just like, it's about like the thing, like, you're able to control, like, okay, I can improve and I can see the positive results, and it becomes like a snowball effect, like, and then it starts like, okay, this is something positive, I'm able to control it, it happens, like, and then it becomes like, okay, this is like, this feels relaxing, like, it's relaxing. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep doing it. I'm like, okay, now, like, I'm good.
Yeah,
that kind of thing, like, okay, I just need to get away, like, a basketball, like, or release that pressure. Yeah. Or whatever, like, whether it's gym, like, sometimes just like, I'm just going to sit here and just watch a movie for the next 3 hours without nothing else, without my phone.
True. Yeah. I've been doing that, but now I'm like, I feel like I'm useless, which, again, is that part of me.
To always have it to be productive.
Gotta do something, yeah.
You don't know how to relax.
I mean, I'm learning. I took a nap today.
Trust me.
Like, scheduling your naps is a big thing.
I
mean, it was probably like 30 minutes.
I feel guilty when a day goes by without me being productive.
Oh, now I think I'm, like, forcing myself where I'll have, like,
a day without doing nothing.
Yeah, or as much as, like, or, like, just stay in bed or like on the sofa.
So you can just relax and watch, be okay with it.
Like, yeah, I literally have one of those days a week. Like, it's like, I tell them, like, don't call me on Saturday. Like, yeah, don't call me. Like, I have a routine. Like, at least, like, Saturday, like, I usually have a group of folks, basketball group that I play with, like, 5 a.m.
5 a.m.?
Yeah. So, and then I would just go play 5:30. But, and I'll go play for like an hour and a half. Yeah. I'll come on a Saturday, come home, make breakfast, watch TV. That moment right there. And then I just put my phone on D&D. And then once I finish eating my breakfast and finish like halfway a movie, mm-hmm, I go to bed. Wow. And then I nap for like a good 3 hours. So then at 1:30 p.m., like, my day just started, but I've already napped and I've already worked out.
And you worked out. That's crazy because,
man, now you're like
at 5:30, but I'm not leaving. Well, I'm trying to work out in the morning. I wake up at like 5:30, 5:40. Also, I can't sleep for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm trying to work out in the morning. Oh, okay. I haven't gotten to the workout.
It's always
but I am up.
I didn't invite you up.
If you are somebody who is into fitness, like, hit us up. We're trying to create like another community of like gym goers, like people like who can motivate each other. Some sort of like, I don't know, like.
Yeah, I would like to think that would motivate me, but I still don't care.
Like if, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like I'm still in my house. Look, you can't drag me out of here.
There was a point where I was paying for the gym and I wasn't going. I was like, I'm just wasting money. Mm-hmm. And like, but now I need to. I must go. So today was day one.
Okay.
For hopefully.
For more.
We'll check back again.
Yeah, to me, I will try to do that.
Gym has completely moved from the look to the actual meaning of what it means for me. It's like, if I'm going, I'm going to go. I was telling him the same thing. Like, the way I see gym, like, I actually go in and go for 3 hours until my earphones die.
3 hours?
3 hours.
I know.
Until my earphones die.
He's going to lift the whole problems of the entire world. Like, he's like,
to me, it has nothing to do. I might even be stressed, whatever is going on. But once I get there, I want to remind, like, those little
things your safe
that
zone
we talked about, mm-hmm, of how you be in a moment, but you can't be in that moment because you feel so retracted from it. But gym for me is a reminder to say, hey, let's focus on one rep at a time. Let's focus on one set at a time. Let's focus. Like, I don't care about doing PR. I used to be bigger. I don't care about no more. Like, to me, gym means let's go focus on that one moment. Let's go focus on that one set. Before I know it, to be honest with you, I didn't know until I told you, like, my earphones died. That's how I know that I need to go home. And then I went back and I like, looked at it, like, it's 3 hours. And these are the things that just happens daily. Like, I can go.
You do 3 hours every day.
Six days a week.
Yes, that's wild. But that's so good.
But to me, it's not like I'm insane. Going to work out for this. No, it's for you. Just, let's do one set.
Hobby.
Let's see how I'm doing. Let's do this. Let's see how I'm doing. And I'm here. I'm focusing. Because I want to be intentional in a way, like, I'm no longer going to be able to say, I'm worried about
that. I'm at the gym tomorrow. For an hour. I'm at the gym for 45 minutes.
I need to go back and watch a basketball game. Like, I feel like I'm pressured to go and I'm somebody else's time. Or there's a movie that I need to catch up on the TV show. There is a basketball game. There's a football game that is going on. It's like, I'm feeling like I need to always plan for something, but I'm not planning for myself. So if I'm in the gym, that's my reminder to say, hey,
that's your grounding ground.
This is my moment. This is where I need to go. Yeah. And right after that, I go in meetings, no more panic attack, no more anxiety, because of the things that it's just because it gets exposed to a fact like I'm about to talk about something, but guess what? I can't talk about it because there's other things that I feel
a million
like I
things on
be
your mind.
About,
yeah.
But
yeah,
it's way too much. So it's now exposing. So everything starts trickling into your other life because you've never dealt with it. But being in the moment, man, I cherish that a lot. If I'm here with you, however long we need to shoot, we'll do it.
Yeah,
because guess what? This feels genuine. This feels
like this
something
is like
that we've been trying to achieve for so long.
And
like, we didn't know, like, how do we do it? How do we go about it? How are the people going to actually feel like to be able to open up? Like, you, like, we've had great guests, but we haven't talked about mental health. We haven't talked about, we talked about,
we're building to it, but then it just happened.
We're building to it, and somehow it just happened. We were looking like doing season one and then season two, like, let's be more in tune to something that is a little bit real. Like, it's good that we talk about F1 visa. Like, it's great. It's a starting point.
It's a start.
Do you know what's coming after? Or do you know that things that you can actually, like, but how are the things that we can actually start opening up so people can actually talk about it as they are young? You talked about being able to help yourself before you help others. How do we help our country before we even help ourselves? And I feel like this is the things that we're doing here, even though we don't, like, we don't want to go home just blindly. We don't want to go home without having something that I'm bringing you. So before we help the country, let's help ourselves.
Yeah, make
let's
sure
bring
that
these
you...
conversations and continue to help each other. Let's connect our community. Let's not just be drinking all the time. Let's talk about real things. Let's talk about, hey, let me come here and share, and I can actually feel comfortable to even share. Like, this is a big thing for you to be able to say, hey, let me come and share all this, because that was way personal.
And it's like, and it's we over-appreciate it. Like, you have no idea.
Much.
I mean, I would have used somebody being like, hey, I went through, doesn't have to be all of it, just, I went through something similar.
Yeah. Like, I can find something to relate to.
You feel so alone. You're like, what am I doing wrong? Yes. Mm-hmm. That I'm the only person who is going through this. Because obviously something.
And how do I deal with it afterward? Like, what's the answer? Like, how do I go from
we
there?
We were meeting in those moments. Because as you're putting the dates, as you're putting a,
you're like
we
saw each other.
I was in this I saw you. We laughed. We were like,
because you laughed. Because
we talked like, I guess that's life, sure. But little did we know we're going back, and it's like, okay, I'm down. Like, so how do we bring those conversations? How do we make comfortable? And you're the first person who's touched something we've been meaning.
Well, thank you.
To get to. And we appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for doing this. This is so needed.
Yeah, we definitely gonna need like an address, because all our guests have to appreciate them. Send them some sort of like token of appreciation. So we'll definitely like, get your address, and then. Because it was like last minute when we came here, like to prep, but we definitely have to show some sort of like appreciation talking. Because, like,
and I can't wait to see this go higher and higher.
You see, the way you helped those chairs at one point, we're gonna be like,
and that's the thing, like even like I'm looking at even a different perspective in terms of like some people may watch this and take different pieces, like depending on what inspires them. Because, like, a younger girl who's like not doesn't want to do into medicine, law, or engineering. I don't want. I want to be an architect because I like to design things, but I would like to learn more about it. Like, I know somebody who I can.
He does.
Do you actually see yourself doing it long term? Sorry.
I don't know. That's a bigger existential question. I enjoy doing it
for now,
but it's so hard. Also, because I'm using my brain all the time.
Mm. Yes.
Like when I walked in here. Mm. I wish I could turn that off.
So it's always like, I see. But like you going to inspire somebody in aspect of career-wise. Like, hey, there's something else I can do that's not just about nursing or engineering. Yeah. Or like, this is a whole different aspect. And this is a connection that we bring into the audience who's going to be viewing this. Like, okay, I can reach out to Kelly in terms of this. I can reach out to like a different guest in terms of this. Like, somebody who can may not even help you right now, but they can point you in the right direction. Hey, this is where I went. Yeah. You can reach out to this person. And then you start. For me, I'm all about like building a network or a community of different things where like mental health, like now, like, oh, shoot, like Kelly went through it. Like, and she actually like had to do like a trailblazing thing. Like, first female guest, and then she just like brings out all the heat. Like,
oh my God. This
she's like, I got. Wow. Yeah, no, for real. Like, this is the proper way to introduce like a first female guest. Like, she like dropped gems on gems.
You know,
and we appreciate that. So like, we hope like somebody somewhere who's watching, even though it's gonna be long, but like it's worth it. I know, like, cause it's always like plot twists. Like, stories gets better, ups and downs.
Life. We can't cut. There's no shortcut in life. You gotta go through it. So we here for it. However long it takes to sit down. So
Also, it's okay to start over.
You don't like, hey, more gems.
If you don't like it, just do something
just
else.
Just something else.
Mm-hmm. Just figure out what it is and how you'll get there. It's
how do you go over
easy,
that fear?
It's really hard to go over. Especially
the fear of the unknown. Yeah. Like, you've always been comfortable with like one specific thing, and then that, to change like something that you haven't like even explored. Like, bro, what's gonna happen? Like, what's the anxiety comes from? Like, I don't know what's for tomorrow, and wanting to know what's like tomorrow. Like. And then you can't even control it. Like, what's tomorrow?
Yeah,
like,
but you can only control you and
the moment.
What you can do in the moment.
Yes.
Somebody said that to me. They're like, you're just chasing. It's almost like chasing shadows. It's like, you don't know.
Yeah.
But you can control you, what you do in the moment, and how you'll react to it. But
And control what you can control and let everything else.
And as a person who has control issues, hard. That's the thing that I had to let go of, especially in this world, in this field, in this country.
I have to like get to that point. For me, I'm like, I don't know how I got there, but like it's like a mindset of like, because you always go through those things. Like, man, like I don't know what's like. This is what I'm going through, but like I don't know how I get out of it. But then you're like, boy, you've been through worse. Mm-hmm. This is just another day, and just like it's and then you just keep doing it, and then I'm like, oh, like And then if you, like, when you mention, like, you can go back and through journaling, I'm like, bro, I've been, I've done this, I've overcome this, and, like, I can do it again. Yeah, and then it's just
things about just
the resilience.
That word that you used, it actually shows in your whole life. Like, the things you've been through, but you kept pushing, and literally that word just marks you. Then
thank you.
Resilience. Not give up.
It's been a minute. I don't know if you realize it's been 3.5 hours.
That's insane.
I know, like, that's how juicy it got.
I don't know who's gonna listen to this.
Oh no, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be worth it, because, like, there's nothing, like,
I don't think it was anything forced, because you felt
this is a conversation people have, because I would always say, like, hey, we always have these conversations, but, like, in private.
Yeah.
But then how can you put a spotlight on these things to help somebody else? And, like,
actually, it took us a while to even have those conversations, because there was a thing where we don't even know how to express it. There was a thing where you don't even know how to talk about it. You even bring it. This is your friend that you've known since high school, that you've known since you were 12, like 2007. But there are things that you don't know how to talk about it. And to me, there's the thing where I think I told you. Actually, you know this. Like, anytime, like in our culture, anytime we drink, you have to give a speech. Anytime you drink, you have to be able to express your love. Those are the things I would know. So it started like that. To me, it was like, okay, anytime that I'm drinking, I want to be able to express my love. I want to be able to
That liquid courage. Yeah.
Now, like, I'm like, I don't need the alcohol to express myself. But it feels weird when you don't have that thing that you can always blame courage. When things are, are going too much, because it's like, how do you, because you always, like, okay, you always feel like you're gonna be judged. You don't know how people are gonna take it. But guess what? It's for you. It has nothing. That person, if he's actually your friend, they're gonna listen. They're gonna be able to support. They might not even have an answer, like you said. It's like, give me something. Yeah. Like, give me a solution. But sometimes, but there's just no solution. Yeah. You just need to be heard.
It's, and just a little bit of
how do we
remove
now the alcohol, the coping mechanism? How do we just open up without needing alcohol? We've been drinking water the whole time.
When you get to a point, you're like, you know, first of all, you need your liver to live a couple more years. Because at this point,
mortality becomes real.
Like, kidneys, you have two of them, and getting new ones is really hard and very expensive.
Yeah, hip replacement.
So please, drink your water. It's gonna be okay.
Oh man,
I'm doing dry January actually.
You are? I'm doing damp.
What?
Damp January.
What the hell is that?
It's more like on the weekends. Like, during the week, I don't drink, and then I'll just have, like, a glass of wine.
I
for
like
this
wine.
For somebody who lives in DC, that's very good.
Yeah, listen, actually, I feel like the community does influence you.
You gotta wake up. Yeah. Well, like, you gotta wake up, no headache. Which, like, was I doing that much all the time? No, but it's just really nice to just
feels
wake
good
up
to
and,
wake
like,
up on
I have
a Saturday
water.
Morning.
I,
mean,
I can't relate. Like, I've never been that much
gym.
Of a drinker.
Go to the gym. Yeah. Like, I can be productive without feeling like I'm lazy. I'm feeling like he doesn't drink. So
I mean,
like,
I do drink, but, like, I'll go like a whole year without.
Yeah. Anything. Honestly, it's not even that great.
I'm sorry.
But it's great. Actually,
I'm sorry. I love scotch.
He's very specific about his drinks.
I'm gonna buy it, but now.
What kind of scotch?
Oh,
anything 18 years or older.
That's a lie. No, fancy. When I buy those fancy ones, it just means I just
if you ever,
something.
If you ever find yourself in Columbus,
just a reminder, I do not drink.
If you ever find yourself in Columbus, just drop by his house.
I swear, man. I have a new one because of everything that I went through just to celebrate, and I feel like I'm going to share a glass with you if you ever show up in Columbus.
Now I gotta come to Columbus.
Yes.
Feel free. That scotch for me is just anytime that I sit down, I want to be, like I said, for me, everything now is just emotionally connected, because anytime that I know why I'm doing something, it feels more real and it feels more like driven. And I have, because I know the why, I'm always motivated. It doesn't matter how down I feel, just because I remember the why.
Yeah.
So even things for me are always connected to emotions. When I buy that scotch, whatever scotch that I buy, it's just, I just overcame something. I'm buying this new one, but I'm not gonna drink it every day. Like I said, that expensive because I like the taste of it. But if I'm doing something that is just that expensive, I deserve a break to say, hey, you know what? I did that, I overcame that, and I never wanna forget. So how do I always see that scotch anytime, like, I'm going through something that is just like as heavy or as as powerful, that it's just weighing down on me? I look at that scotch, let me have a glass. You know what? This is the reason I bought this.
Been
These
there,
are the things that I went through, and guess
it's
what?
It's gonna be okay.
Just
gonna
go as long as you're able to control it in a good way, like, hey, you know, don't go down that road. I'm like, right now I'm thinking like a therapist is saying this, like, that's not a good way of doing it.
Because you're not a abusing it.
It's not I'm not.
That's why I said don't go. Yeah,
it's like collecting
one glass just to remind, because we talked about how you deal with things, but being able to remind yourself, like, you know what, these are the things that I've been through. Like being able to call, but how do you get in the moment? Because you're so focused in so much and things are just way too much in your head that it's kind of hard for you to detach from the moment and look it from far as, hey, I've gone through this part of my life. This is another low. I would just get higher again. Honestly, but we're so focused in that little things. And to me, emotions, being able to look back by myself, but I'm looking to see, like, how can I open up to people as well, because this is something that I don't know how to do, but I'm learning. How do I connect to people? Because each and everything that you it helps in a different way. Yes, I can remind myself that's my independency, because what I've always been able to do my own thing for my whole life. I'm first born, I have to figure it out for me and for my siblings. Like, that's something that I have to figure out. But guess what? But I have to also work.
There's
on
a beauty in just being, like, not to be preacher, but there's a beauty in just being vulnerable and knowing that people have you at the end of the day. Because
hey, like, gems keep, you know, came gems.
This is just me. This is the books.
But
I'll say, like, I've connected to people on a deeper level after they, like, I truly opened up to them. Because I can joke. I'm not, like, very serious about my life. Like, I don't take myself too seriously.
Yeah.
But, and I've connected with people like that. But the people that truly know me are the people who know all of this stuff and are still, like, willing to open their homes to me, their hearts to me. And, like, sometimes I'll be going through something and somebody will say something. Oh, yeah, like, I just want to tell you, like, I'm really impressed by this. And somebody told me something. And I was like, I've never looked at myself that like way. That. But what, like, that's something that I needed to hear in that moment. And that was,
And like, you never know when, like, somebody needs to hear that. Like, just, like, in the situation, like, just in passing.
They're like, stop saying that's just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just take,
or some
just
of the things,
the
like,
compliment.
Take the compliment.
Just take the
compliment. And I'm always telling him, like, because I'm like, I'm a high person. Like, and then, like, he'll be shy. Like, bro, just take the compliment.
I don't know how to also take compliments. Like, seriously,
I mean, I struggle.
I'm like,
I dare you. I dare you to compliment me. Hey!
You're not gonna take it?
Oh, I would take it.
It's like, tell me more. I know, tell me more.
What else?
What you say again? Say in English. Say in French.
Used to hear. Say it louder for the people in the back.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Actually, like, I'm terrible with compliments.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't know how to react.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm getting hot. Stop saying that. But it's also really nice because then I'll go back and I'm like, wow, I can't believe that.
Like, but like, I think, like, when you say, like, about the scotch and everything, like, it can be the same thing as, like, I got this award and I remember how it made me feel when I got this award or when I got this promotion, and this is what is significance of this.
Mm-hmm.
Not the drink itself, but, like, the symbol.
Some symbol.
The symbol.
The symbol
and then, like, it just, like, you'll pick me up type thing. Like, man, this is, like,
you should
you've been here before and you can do it again.
Yeah.
Put your all, like, all your awards. Oh, he has a lot of awards. You should just put them all there so you can look at them. Like,
I actually do.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't... Like,
it's actually, not like, because once you do it every day, it becomes a normal thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you do it, like, once, you know, like, I was telling him, Sunday clothes, like the clothes that were just destined for Sunday.
For Sunday,
know you can't even wear anything unless it's Sunday. That's when you can wear them. And it feels like that same thing, only when you need it, this is my go-to.
True, yeah.
So what is that that is meaningful? I have a few things that I'll probably continue to share, but I ain't sharing. There are things that I'm still not able to.
We may have to do, like, another trip to DC again.
Trip to DC because
this
needs
episode 2 and 3.
Because
to pretty much, like, close this out, like, we do appreciate your time here, the conversations we had. We hope, like, this starts and continues a conversation in, like, in our random community or in our immigrant community, like, or in humanity all across the globe, that it can help, like, okay, open up, but we have to start with, like, opening spaces and not, like, you know, judge in a way or react in a way that makes people, like, hold back. And we hope that some of these stories and some of these gems are going to help somebody one way or the other. And I don't want to speak for everybody, but I feel like everybody here is reachable. Like, if they have social media platforms, well, like, they may not be able to help you directly, but they can point you in the right direction of somebody who can help
absolutely.
You. And again, I keep going to, like, we're trying to build a network of people that you can, that can be resourceful. Like, you know, your net worth.
We have a lot of people that are doing a lot of good stuff, but we don't see it. And guess what? We also don't want to show it because we're only showing the good time. But at what point do we become real? At what point do we say,
I keep telling him, like, anytime we went to D.C., and he was like, when we came here for the Rwanda Day, they told us about everything the country has been through. To me, was eye-opening to say, how is our country going up? Like, mm-hmm. with everything we've been through, because we all have stories of how we went from whatever went there, what our parents went through, and actually that's our story as well, eventually. So at what point do we carry it? And I feel like opening a platform where we say, hey, we might not be in Rwanda, but we have people that are actually doing something about themselves. Okay. Yeah. And that's going to be eventually something that helps the country. It's like we're not doing it directly there, but helping ourselves eventually is going to help the country. And how do we show that, like, hey, I'm not ready to come, but how do we start that conversation to say, you know what, our motherland, yeah. we got you, and this is and what we're yeah. doing.
And we got her, and it, I mean, it's not at what point, I think even now it is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because, I mean, what, like, a couple years ago, like, Rwanda didn't have that many, one diaspora that
diaspora, like,
this educated and this doing all these things. So at the end of the day, like, we're all just a little representation of it. And yes. so we are doing something for the country. You might not be right there, but yeah.
You are Rwanda. You are Rwanda.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Well, yes. Well, thank you very much for watching again. I'm trying to close, but we're going to do hugs afterwards. But thank you again for watching. Do not forget to subscribe. Turn on your notifications. We have more of this scheduled in this year. So stay tuned. It's going to be more of these conversations and helpful life stories. And follow us on social media. We're going to try to tag our different guests. But please do not bother me them too much. Like in, but again, we're here to like be a bridge to different areas of life or different fields of work. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, thank you very much, Kelly. We appreciate you. You don't understand. We appreciate you.
No, I love this.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to this.
All of you all. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you.